This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Friday. Yes, yes. March 21st, 2025. By God. I got to tell you something funny. Literally happened 4 seconds ago.
Did you search fat black woman to see what popped up?
Nope. I know. It's like sometimes with your very like infantile, not yours, I'm anyone's, like with early in the morning infantile brain, you're like, you cannot figure out how to Google something without looking like you're looking for a bad joke or some silliness. So I just gave up on it.
It's like you got to Google what the person looks like or what reminds you of said person.
Well, porn gives you that option.
Yeah.
Porn will give you the option of, you know, older lady or like older lady, but like maybe like the age of like your mom's friend.
Or you can
do the ones where, which like, honest to God, and I'm going to get to the point that I was going to make, but you know me. But is there like a, like, the you know, I was looking at some online pornography the other day, and I noticed a raging trend of stepsister stuff, stepbrother, like,
yeah,
where it's like, hey, our parents are at work, and you know, I always thought you were cute. This is weird though. Well, we're not related, and God bless, man.
That's where the money's at.
It was great. No, I'm kidding. I couldn't watch it. Then I'm like, well, if my internet ever got what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
taken down.
If the NSA ever said, all right, you know, if you don't do this or that, not that I'm some kind of government witness or anything, but hey, if you don't do this, you know, pay your taxes, whatever, we're going to release your trail of Google or whatever and just lay it out there on a, and let people read it and interpret it as it is. So on March 20th, you were on a website. And it was called, you were watching a film called Brother and Stepsister Skip School and Stay Home and Have Sex.
That's not a fun title.
That's the description.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're not saying in there, well, these people are probably like 26, 27, 28.
Some of them 30.
Some of them can tween back and forth. Like, in one, like the girl will be like college hottie, and then you'll see like a couple videos away, and she'll be a MILF.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's interchangeable, you know?
So one of the big genres is grandpa, granddaughter porn.
God bless. Okay, and I'm out.
And that's a big genre.
Yeah, there's a girl who makes bukus of money, uber popular, but it's because she looks young.
That's
Remember the one porn star that was, she looked real young, but she ended up being like 27, 28 years old? I forgot her name. She was
yes.
Little, like little in stature.
Did she, see, here we go again. I can only, I was raised by my mother, so I'll say. She looked kind of Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember who you're talking about. I don't remember her name, but she was like super popular for quite some time. She was like Vita Guerra. I remember that name.
Oh, God, yeah. We talked to her back in the day.
Yeah.
Only because she's got a big ass.
Yeah. She was promoting the that's how long ago it was, like the FHM top 50 hottest women. Like, you can't do that now.
No, you couldn't. Really. Yeah,
what the hell, man? Like, you, that's all it ever was. Beauty magazines, like, oh, look, here is Gina Lollobrigida looking, you know, they wouldn't say hot as hell, but looking spry and saucy. So, or you would have, here comes Ginger Rogers. And look, you can see her knee in that dress. Wow, wow, wow.
Big Ginge. She's 38 years old now. She's 4'9". Her name is Lupe Fuentes.
There you go. Well, I said Middle Eastern. I was a little off the map.
She is Colombian.
Okay, well, why they were into her.
She was uber popular.
Hey, can you bring some souvenirs from the home country when you come into Miami? And no, I didn't mean what you think. Coffee is really good there, right?
Oh, yeah.
The coffee.
Tea, coffee. Juan Valdez, shout out.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Juan Valdez?
Yeah, I can't look at her. This looks like it hurts.
Wow, goodness. So.
This is intense stuff.
See, I mentioned porn, and now, like, he's over on his own thing now. That boy's still that kind of guy. You can say something, he'll just drift away and just start looking up what he's thinking about.
Well, like, you know,
I don't mind the background, so to be honest.
You made the joke about, you know, leaking out your trail. Isn't that what happened to Townsend? Didn't they leak his out?
Pete?
Yeah. The meteor man?
Oh, yeah, when he said he was researching. Now, that's one thing. That's what I'm saying is I don't want to even look at anything that's, like, could be construed as. I think that's maybe why I go for the
Look, that's as big as her arm. Well, her arm.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the same thing. Yeah, I don't want to get into all that.
Well, that's a cool color.
That's a wild one.
I've never seen a blue one.
So here's what I was, the observation. For all this time, I don't want to say all this time, which is a great song. I think that's the name of it. Billy Joel. All of this time. All of this time. For all this time.
Oh, we got a caller.
Stupid bitch.
People are like, you stupid bitch. It's not called that.
That's the same.
Somebody told me yesterday, a woman too, said, I like how, what was the way she phrased it? I like how y'all are making bitch very soft now. Because it, like, you know, has like some hard connotation.
Well, you're trying to take it back.
It's like, you stupid bitch. Like, that's fun to say.
It's got a fun tone to it.
Why can't we not say that, you know, it sounds a little more softer than calling someone a stupid A blank.
Yeah. You ass H.
You ass H.
Ass hill.
Yeah.
What an ass hill.
That's a lot to say, though.
Yeah, ass, yeah.
This is how you say it, right? Like, you dumb ass hill.
You ass hill.
You stupid bitch. That's fine. Like, you, it sounds like you just.
Oh, what a runt.
Yeah, I know.
You dumb runt.
You
too close for comfort.
So, the observation. So for all this time, Billy Joel, I thought Paige was, you know how sometimes people, before they do like a football game or a boxing match, they'll, you know, cross their heart and, you know, do the...
Oh, the Catholic thing?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's just Catholic. I think it's...
Episcopal?
I've seen Baptists do it before when the blue lights went off.
Oh, really?
you get, that was a funny joke there, but like, you know, I was in the car with my preacher at the time. We got pulled over by the cops. He started doing it. No, I'm just kidding. Paige has this mannerism that she does before every show, before we crack the mic, if she's here yet. And
I'm still asleep. No,
and she, I thought she was paying homage to someone in kind of a cool little way. And I like, you know what? I don't want to call attention to that because that's cool. Prince. But then today I realized that is not what it is. So I thought all this time she was paying homage to the great Latino hit Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, was she doing the, you know, little dance?
But you know what it is? It's she's adjusting to the cold in this studio. She's shimmying with her body. That little thing, do it, Paige. It's hard to do impromptu, but your natural body thing, it's like she's doing that Trump impression from the meme where he's getting struck by lightning.
I don't know what I said.
It's cold.
I thought you were doing the Eddie Guerrero, the shimmy.
I thought she was getting you in the Three Amigos.
Yeah. She's going to do it. You wouldn't do it. Can you imagine you do it three times in here? The room would be completely open. All the walls would be gone.
I can't relive it. I have a chill.
That was great, though.
She will be cold later, and she'll let us know that it's cold.
It's cold.
It's not cold. When they get cold in here.
That's why she brings in the Antarctica gear. And she wears the...
Yeah, look, she's about to go kill James Bond in that jacket she's got.
Whatever it was the other day. And look, I'm going to soften this up too. There's going to be a little... It's not a song, but maybe like a pre-recorded bit type situation that references your clothes.
Oh, my God.
That you're will be played it. Later. And actually, I can tell you. What time? Right after sports, we'll play it.
You are going to love it.
It's a little pre-recorded bit. And it does reference your clothing, but only because we reference your clothing. No one else can genuinely see them. Yeah. But you had on something the other day that looked like you had shot a fox and was holding it over your back of your shoulders because of the damn fur that was on that hood. Not like that.
Oh, yeah.
The hood of her jacket, I mean. And it was like, and then when she would be cold, I'm like, look, it's like Eddie Guerrero just shot a fox and he's doing the shuffle. That's so cool. Love you, Latino Heat. Miss you. Bye, cheat still.
Ah, viva la rata.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Come to it.
It's
like,
man.
if you don't like or know wrestling, imagine the Wild and Crazy Guys. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Right.
It's a shiver. Don't you shiver?
Well, shimmy.
Yeah, usually at the end of sex.
Oh, no, it's a physical.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got to do the voice now next time. Why is it so cold in here?
That's not how Eddie Guerrero talked.
No, that's how the Wild and Crazy Guys were.
Okay.
I'm a crazy guy.
I'm a wild and crazy Mexicano. Oh, look at his hands.
Oh, my God. Dude, now the what's the Latino guy that's on SNL that's awesome?
Marcelo?
Yeah, I don't. That sounds right.
Yeah, he's good.
They do not do good with branding the people.
They don't, because Longfellow's great too. Like, yeah, they get a good cast.
But their names aren't like. Really, the only reason you really remember Kenan Thompson is because of Kenan and Kel. Like down deep,
yeah.
That's why you remember his name.
And he looks the exact same.
The other ones, like, unless they get like a major TV show or like a big movie. But even then, like, you think mentioning the name Kristen Wiig is commonplace, or people even like, oh yeah, I know exactly who that is.
Maybe not.
Is that the people we called, the lady we called Kristen Wiig for years because we wasn't sure what that extra I in her last name was for?
Maybe that Wonder Woman movie didn't do anything to help.
It didn't. No, it didn't. You can't try to go serious and then go just absolutely, well, I don't want Jay-Z and Beyonce to sue me. Just like, just go crazy.
They'll put you on the list.
Oof.
List
just
of,
trying to get some of that money back he lost from... having to defend himself recently.
Or whatever that streaming service was that never took off.
Oh.
And when he put all his music on.
Oh, man. Gosh.
It was take it off of
it
iTunes.
Was quietly sunsapped.
Yep. But, you know, he's still.
Maybe they'll have a reactivation for it.
He's still got some money.
For the time being, it's sunsapped. It's like, what was the other thing? She just did it. Is that for Eddie Page?
God, she did it again.
God. This is why we got to figure it out. We got to always be on camera. Always. Because then I could just go in and make a little YouTube short of Paige doing the shimmy to like Eddie Guerrero's theme song. Latino Heat. And there's Paige doing the slow motion shuffle. Oh, it's wonderful.
That means 15-year-old boys are going to have that on loop for about 3 minutes.
I know. I know. Don't you hate that on Instagram reel where it's replayed like 5 times? It's like, all right, you got to reload it again. Like, come on, man. Oh,
dang it.
I want to watch her walk in slow motion for 30 seconds.
I'd be better off screen recording it and looping it myself if I knew how to do that.
Do it in slow motion. Just slow it down like 0.05.
My Instagram better not start telling people you record their stories. I'm going to be in trouble.
Yeah, or screen shooting or anything like that.
It sets off an alarm.
I made a thing with... My grandson yesterday on Snapchat, which I never use anymore, but sucks. I use it for the filters only, or that one game I like that's fun where you're throwing a paper airplane.
Oh, I ain't seen that one.
It's absolutely, but it's I feel like it's a mind exercise. I'm having to critically think here, you know. And but so when I, you can save a snap and not put it out. But when I went to save it and then share it on Instagram, Facebook, it put my little, you know how to do the TikTok watermark? It does with Snapchat now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Don't like that. I'm learning all kind of new stuff.
And no, it's like when some half-assed famous person, somebody was famous like years ago, you know, take us for instance. And come on, it's Friday, y'all.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm a little behind.
Self-degrading humor is what this country was built on. So, where was I?
Infamous.
I knew it.
I get on a roll.
You should have put your finger down. Put all of them down.
What was it, man? What was it?
Slow motion video. Snapchat. How you put a picture and there's some kind of watermark.
Oh, yeah. So
porno.
I'm on it. So when you got somebody that's just got social media still, but they're not maybe going to the award shows anymore, the premieres, and they really have to just like find some content to put out, they'll find a video that's like one of those meme videos, screen shoot it, put it out on their own thing, and say, and I don't remember who did this the other day because I almost was a dick in the comments just. Because I was like, I know everybody's thinking this.
It's the best place to do it.
When it's going to hurt some feelings, but when slow-minded people don't... I don't ever set that... Now, I'll give it some thought about a caption on a video. I'll be like, all right, I'm going to give it some thought. Put something... I never put, about last night.
Not if prompted. I don't do
about
it once.
Let's not talk about last night.
You don't remember what happened.
Thank God it stays in Vegas. Like, what does that mean? Did you go get a whore?
Where's my panties?
Did you do coke at a brothel?
Yeah. I'll do that if I think of it, but not when somebody says, hey, caption this.
Well, this years ago famous
you
person.
You doing, lazy ass?
It was a funny one of those AI videos where, you know, Trump is giving someone a haircut or playing in a mariachi band or whatever. And they're great. I would like those people that do that. Y'all make a Pixar company and I'll invest in it. Like,
oh,
I'd
grocks.
Go watch all that crap. And you see this caption when somebody doesn't know what to put on there. Who did this?
Who did that?
Who did this?
Out them right
and
now.
I wanted to comment. The person whose watermark is bouncing around the screen where you screenshot it from, that's who did this. But you trying to make it look like, I mean, come on. How do you source your content? You screen shoot it? Do you screen record it? Do you actually go out in the field with boots on the ground and take silly videos
boots
yourself?
Boots on the ground.
I like to screen record the stories and then like send a question like, didn't you have a bigger act than this? Like, what happened?
On the car?
Enjoy your vacation.
It's called by Edie Patterson, I think, from Kenny Powers.
Oh.
I'm like, thank God Instagram doesn't say, hey, so-and-so, screen recorded your story.
Yeah, you
or
know.
Or it goes off like an alert when you steal the baby or something.
No, that is the thing that is, it's kind of an irritant, but then I put on the other shoe and kind of look at it. Like, people that I follow that I will watch their, see their pictures or watch their videos or whatever, like, maybe every day. Not in a planned thing, but I'll scroll through or whatever. Yeah. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, if you were as busy as your life says you are, you don't have time for all this.
Nope.
Like, you don't have time for all this. And it just sends out this kind of, weird kind of thing out into the world. Like, man, if I don't have something going on, I got to make something up. I got to screen record a meme, or I got to do this.
Got to look busy.
I like them nudges I get from Instagram saying, hey, you hadn't posted in like a week. You all right?
You good? You good? You got fans?
This isn't a wellness check, but, you know, what's up? You used to come hang out with us and post a couple times a day sometimes. It's been a week now. It's like, dear Instagram, I had hip replacement surgery, you HIPAA-breaking jerks.
How about quit rolling automatically to the next story? I don't always want to look at everybody's story. I don't want them to know that
so
I looked at it.
So I agree with you on that. But the point that I was going to say is I don't go back and look at who looked at my stuff. If I see a big number,
yeah,
it kind of sticks out. Like if I see a big number, I'll be like, huh. And then I'll scroll down and it'll show like who you follow at the top that saw your stuff. And it'll usually be like two or three of the famous people that follow me.
Yeah.
Like real famous people. And I was like, okay, so that little algorithm perk popped it up, I guess. My general whatever is, you know. Yeah.
It's a nice little ego boost.
Well, yeah, but then you look at it and you're like, oh, it's only because Wonder Boy looked at it. It's only because that liquor salesman in the Octagon looked at it. It's not because Cash Wheeler looked at it. Or Lynyrd Skynyrd, the band.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Which I had that one morning, too. They followed me. And I was like, I know this is not any, this is just their person. Like, it's not Lynyrd Skynyrd on Instagram.
Yeah, what if
right
it
now.
Is?
Hey, man, at Van Zandt, what's up?
Hey.
What are we doing? What are we talking about today?
Ask me anything.
All right. FOF, that's coming up 8 o'clock. So we told you we got a funny I don't use the word sketch. That's for TV and stages. A bit is what we call it. A little pre-recorded bit about springtime. That is quite good. In fact, we'll kind of rearrange it and like rejoin with that at like 7 and then go into my rejoin song or something. I'm conducting right now with my hands.
I know. You're an email conductor.
Look, I'm telling you, come do your taxes here. Come do your taxes here.
And when the orchestra reads the email, they get a little upset sometimes.
Slightly. Do you want to play the clip?
Yeah, I mean, it's vicious.
Well,
can you take it?
Oh, yeah.
Hell no. You motherfucker. Hope you enjoy that nasty stinking junkie using heroin addict prostitute bitch.
Oh, is that Eddie Bryant?
You stupid bitch.
No, I can tell a different inflection.
They got similar
nice.
Bitches.
Like
yeah.
The
maybe similar in size. Hey, there's no telling. I'm not Jesus. Able to really judge people by their voices anymore. I used to, but now it's not socially acceptable.
That's a good name, local band. You two girls that look alike, you could be a similar bitch.
That'd be good.
Or two stupid bitches.
Oh, you can make a cookbook at least with that.
I mean, look, wasn't there a punk band called the Dickheads?
I think there was,
like back in my skateboarding days. Or the Swingins.
Here's the dumb bitch cookbook.
Oh, the Swingin' Richards. Yeah, there you go. That was the chair. That was the chair.
It was.
1-800-774-0093. That's how you can text or call us at tlcmotors.com phone lines. Paige, what is up in the plexus? I remind them not to text and drive.
Oh, my gosh. We've got a little bit of drama around Kanye. Someone's suing him, and then there's something between Kanye and Jay-Z and Beyonce. So we'll talk about his little drama next. Any rags, guys, headlines.
Wow.
Might be a straight-up fight coming.
Oh,
wow.
Geez.
Might as well at this point.
There's a lot going on with that dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you follow him on Twitter?
I don't.
I feel like I shouldn't at this point.
I know. Like, you kind of are like, man, it's like people that like hate on Trump but follow him. Like, so we only follow him to see what he's saying. But I've followed Kanye for years, and now it's like, it's almost like that Britney Spears thing where you feel bad about watching her dance around with swords.
I don't think he's nice to his wife.
Well.
She's parading around with no clothes on.
Yeah, he's making her walk around naked. I can't hate him for that, though.
Well, we will get into that and more next. You Rise Guys headlines. Happy Friday, everybody.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys morning show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And we begin with some controversy. We're going to talk about the marriage controversy first, and then we'll get into Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
All right, so we begin with Kim Kardashian, and she has called for an emergency custody hearing from Kanye after learning that he's going to have some guests visiting him during his time with his daughter, Northwest. So Kim does not want his children associated with Andrew and Tristan Tate.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Hey, I don't know why he would, you know, have the, well, I guess they're going to meet his family. I don't know. Like, I don't know why they would be present, have to be around when this happens.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Like, my daughter, my grandson, they didn't get to meet Orange Cassidy or Gunter.
Gunter?
Dax Harwood.
Damian Priest?
None of them. Now, did they know who those guys are? Probably not. But you know what? If they did, I wouldn't let them come in here. I'd show them who's power.
And also, the meeting occurred on March 14th. There's some other stuff that they addressed. They addressed a new single by West featuring North and Sean Diddy Combs.
Whoa, what? No. How so?
So Kardashian and...
Kardashian.
They wanted to have a mediator with their attorneys to discuss her parameters of who's going to be with her children, how would they influence
King Combs,
the kids.
You didn't hear that whole voicemail situation?
I'm not playing the fool right now. Way people do.
Evidently, Diddy had left Kanye a voicemail thanking him for his support when he's been locked up because people have forgotten about him. Nobody's come to see him. He's been working with his son, King Combs.
Wow. This happened 4 days ago, and I'm just finding out.
Don't you think the Andrew Tate stuff, that's just like a bit, right? That's kind of a troll bit.
On his part?
Yeah, as far as like, you know, the...
Andrew Tate, though...
The misogyny, quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote. I mean, he's just... And I don't know all his stuff either, but like to me, he's like... He's just doing some positive affirmations. And he believes in freedom of speech. And, you know, he's like, I have no corporate sponsors or anything. I'll go in here and say what I want to say. Kind of like a John Rocker without charisma.
Johnny Rocker?
Is that you, Johnny Rocker?
Yeah, I love your cheeseburgers.
God, they should have rehearsed that before they did it. Portnoy, you should have had him do a couple of table reads. No one would have said Johnny Rocker. Is that Johnny Walker Red? Is that Johnny Rocker Red?
Johnny Rocker Red.
Damn it. Is that Red Rooster?
Johnny Rocker Black.
That's Terry Taylor, Paige.
I feel like you know, the thing with Andrew Tate is like he's one of those, let's see which women I can rile up by saying what. And, you know, he may net some positive results out of it because some women are like that. They're like, ooh.
Like,
that
okay.
guy's such a prick. It's making me hot.
Andrew Dice Clay did some of the... grossest stuff ever, talking about women and all this stuff, you know, Hickory Dickory Dock, all these things. And then what happens? Like, he goes to Hollywood and gets movies.
Yeah.
Gets movie deals. Like, when did... So, if Andrew Tate broke the character or whatever and said, guys, this is all a bit, I'm a comedian. I'm not saying that he is, but if he did that, it's kind of the same way SNL preaches against certain things, but then they will do a bit to make fun of it, but actually... Someone's dressed up like being this person and doing this. And it's like, so you're a comedian or are you just a real person? But if it's a comedian, you kind of get that little slide a little bit. Like, oh, okay, they're not being serious. They're being sarcastic.
Like, if you're that far anti-women feminism or, you know, misogynist, quote unquote, that's like some kind of like a closet homosexuality, right? Like borderline.
Or you really, really, really... didn't have a good relationship with mom.
You hate women.
Yeah, it's like it's just there's no balance. You hate women so much that,
or a grandma or a great aunt or something like that.
I mean, you can
lady who baptized you.
He's just different. He's funny, actually.
Who, Kanye?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I used to like Kanye, I'll be honest with you, but I don't know. So
it's no longer performance art, though. Like, if
this is like having legit episodes.
Yeah.
And it's not the Taylor Swift thing that made me, that kind of turned me off that he was so mean to her.
Well, was it all the racist stuff afterwards?
Was it all that? No. Well, you know, like, here's the thing.
He
posted
just,
pictures of Klan hoods.
So that's what, okay, so for years, metal and rock and roll in general, whatever, kind of like just for fun. I don't think Motley Crue was ever really doing devil sacrifices and things like that. But they put the pentagram in there. They'd even like literally talk about the devil and stuff like that. So they're taking something that a lot of people take very, very seriously and making it part of the ruse. Like, yeah, we're Satanists. Ah. But they're not really at all. There's performance art. But you, the people that are watching it don't, or listening to it don't necessarily know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't differentiate for sure.
And that's the thing with this. Like, there's no differential between real life and social media, that if you are just doing a performance, it still goes against your brand as a person.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a burp.
Well, the other controversial thing is, will Jay-Z and Beyonce sue Kanye? And sources say that Jay-Z and Beyonce might want to sue him for tweeting that their 7-year-old twins are mentally handicapped.
Oh,
and what they said was not, and what he said was not nice. Either that, or they'll handle it privately and discuss, you know, cease and desist or whatever. You know, stop.
He called him the R word.
That's just not nice.
He straight up said they were. What do you say? Something like, why do you never see the youngest kids? Because they are this word, and that's why you never see them. Something to that effect, he tweeted.
But
Xed, whatever.
I know. I still say tweet. I don't care. Twitter. It's still Twitter.
Elon.
You can name it after your son all day.
Why do you try to kill built-in branding, Elon?
Just change your son's name to Twitter, and then we can all be on the same page. But, you know, if rock and roll people and metal or even the horror movies and stuff, like they can take these movies about like these bad religious figures and make them the killers or whatever, or what Kanye did was take two things that are so bold and brazen that they instantly signify something with everyone, being the swastika, being a Klan hood, something so bold, and it's just never been done in this way before. But if you apply that to what rock and roll, metal, horror movies and stuff did with the devil, swastika, anti-religious stuff, it kind of falls into the suit with the same thing. He's wearing the swastika, Hitler, all that, bad guy. But, don't air quote me, but the devil is the ultimate worst, right? And they're pretending to be him. So it's like, you know, where is the performance? Where's the art? Where's your real you? What you feel about stuff?
I just don't think that you can nullify that and make it something pleasant.
I guarantee you, if you sold swastika t-shirts that had the rainbow on them, you'd sell them out all day.
I doubt it.
Fanatics can make them with your favorite NFL team in the background.
Horrible quality, they would.
Yeah. I got a Commander swastika shirt. How ironic. All right, thank you, Paige.
I'm gonna isolate that clip later.
No, you don't. Come to WWE shop.
You have to wait on Howdy Clemson to do it for me.
Fat Boy's bringing out my favorite voice early.
Howdy Clemson's going to turn into the what Dan in Columbia does with parody songs. He's going to do that with their own clips.
Parody man, editing Dan.
Editing them together and stuff.
Nice.
All right, Paige, thank you. You win the local Emmy. Fat Boy, what the hell is up in sports?
I don't want to talk about it, but
all right.
Yesterday we'll talk about the NCAA tournament. Who lost?
Aww.
Everybody locally.
Everybody lost.
Everybody. We've got some stats for you. Especially as far as the brackets. How many perfect brackets are left? We have an exact answer.
I want to see how you are, because you didn't really, you know, I don't mess with it. Paige doesn't. And I want to see how you're doing in yours.
Uh-oh. Well, guess what? Spoiler alert.
Not good.
Haven't done one in like 20 years.
Oh, I thought you would have done one with DraftKings or something.
No, not with the brackets. It's just, I'm not even going to watch the rest of it now since Clemson's out.
Yeah.
Or are they out?
Oh.
Did they lose?
Oh.
Don't Google it.
Rick Barnes? All right. More on all that, what he just said. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. Unfortunately, I don't have a good this day in sports history.
Hi, make one up.
I'm going to start.
That's what the news does when they don't have a top story.
Okay. This day in sports history, way back in 1998, which is a lot of years ago, 27 years ago, right? By my count.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, allegedly, if you believe it or not.
Michael.
I don't know. After the flu game, he messed his britches so bad that he left them in a toilet bowl in Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Right. I'm not talking about the bowl that you know you do the fun stuff in.
I don't believe that. I know he did. Somebody did auction off those the underwear because that was a golden auction.
Yeah, it was. Ken Golden had his underwear.
That's just
creepy. Ken Golden, you got MJ's underwear.
Remember, I had...
Also, Horace Grant took an Upper Decker in the same bathroom.
Oh, Lord.
Same day. If you don't know what an Upper Decker is, it's straight on the bowl.
Card company. Came out in 1989. Upper Decker.
The Garbage Pail Kids, right?
Yeah.
You seen the Garbage Pail J.D. Vance? That's the fun one.
No. Like, is it a real one or just like one that...
Nah, it's like a mashup. Somebody, he's got long hair.
I saw the Brady Bunch version of him. I mean, I was like, my God, man. Like...
Shout out Hillbilly Eulogy.
People that are good at like Photoshop and stuff have to really hate AI, because it's like brought everybody on the same level of making memes now.
Yeah, of anything, man. Yeah. I put in the Gronk, horses smoking cigarettes.
Huh.
and it popped up a bunch of them, like good ones too. That Gronk is fun.
You ask a horse to smoke a cigarette, I hope it says nay.
Shoving his nose anyway. Well, Clemson lost to McNeese yesterday. Whew. McNeese is a small school in Louisiana. And the game was, well, look, the final score was 69-67, but the game was not that close.
Don't they make liver mush?
They might.
I think so.
Would you eat it if they did? That's the question. Wouldn't trust them.
I don't know.
They advanced to play Purdue. That was the first. I was saying yesterday, we don't have many upsets in the first round. Well, that was the first one.
Yeah.
McNeese wins also. Wofford loses 77-62. They lose to Tennessee. That game wasn't really – it's like the Clemson game. It was never really close. Wasn't really a game. Wofford just didn't have the size Tennessee has.
Where did they play at?
They played in Lexington. Clemson played in Rhode Island. And Georgia lost to Gonzaga.
That's one of them states we didn't get to the other day. I've lost nothing there. I have no desire to go. I can't tell you one thing there.
Kentucky?
No, Rhode Island. Kentucky, I mean, you go to every distillery.
Yeah, they've got state. Horses there.
They got the
I could drive a trolley and do that. I can walk out in the backyard.
The Kentucky Mules, that's what you want to drink, right?
I want something smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
I think Elion's money is going to be safe because after the Clemson upset and after Drake beat Missouri, there are fewer than 1% of perfect brackets remaining. And we haven't even gotten to today's games. There's going to be a bunch of games today.
I don't keep up with it, certainly, like I used to, but damn it, I feel like that's every year.
Yeah, there's always like a – well, look, Furman, they got the reality show out of that out of that upset. I can't even remember who they beat now. And I think they almost won the second game, too. Almost went to Sweet 16, right? Or maybe they did, and I just can't remember.
Why didn't Netflix do a Wade Hampton Generals show? The team that only won one game in 4 years.
They should have.
The Bad News Generals.
Hell, Wade Hampton's got the one kid who went to I think he went to Carson Newman and set the college record for three-pointers. One of those. I have to look it up.
Boo on that. That puts me down the ladder further.
He didn't do it at Wade Hampton, so there's that. That's it, man. I didn't even get to the story of the former football coach who hacked a bunch of college athletes' iClouds. Mainly female athletes. He was looking at their naked pictures.
How did he hack them?
They said this guy, with research from the internet, plus what he already knew about computers, he was somewhat of a hack. So he could kind of go in and look at all the nudies and whatnot of young athletes.
They have nudies and whatnot?
And the iCloud. Oh, yeah. You know how the girls get together. There's like 30 of them. They'll all be naked, cheek-to-cheek posing. Hey, girl, you look so hot. Oh, God, hug me, please.
Oh, yeah.
And they all go out and drinking together. They all go probably les together, too, afterwards. It's college, man. You experiment for – that's all tech was for me.
You're experimenting with men?
19 years. I didn't say men.
Oh.
You said men.
You did.
Where are you leaning?
All right. Thank you.
That's interesting.
The gay guys, what is their scissoring? Like, what do you – do they have a cool name?
We had dudes scissoring in the studio.
Well, yeah. They were Velcroed crotches together. Sisters.
They looked awkward, too. Like, guys, I don't know if I want to see Nickelback this bad.
Do you remember? Yeah. Remember?
Maybe it was Monster Jam. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, it wasn't Monster Jam. It was a big concert, but they had to put a maxi pad on. They had Velcro. They had pants on, too. Let's point that out. They don't.
We
pants.
Tried to get them without the pants.
But they had to scissor for an entire hour in the floor on the live stream. God, we were some jerks for concert tickets. We were like,
is this going to make our nuts stick together?
I know. Like, come in here and shave your head bald. Like, what were we doing?
Well, remember we had Spin the Bowling Pin. And, you know, sometimes the guys had to make out with the other guys for, I don't know what it might have been, Harlem Boys Choir tickets.
That guy with his, we did the Father Puckers.
Oh, Sucking Sibs. That was a good one.
Sibs.
That name sucked. I didn't come up with that one, though.
That was just odd.
Let's take.
Is that the only thing that guy did was come up with a name and then go home?
That one name. I think he's dead now, too, so you shouldn't speak ill of him. 1-800-774-0093. I'll tell you, this is going to be the only chance you'll get to, if you want to call in and do some of that rigmarole. Because 8 o'clock hour, we got the FOF line with that real angry woman that's going to anchor that down. Then 9 o'clock hour, you know the way that goes. And then next, we will debut our new spring bit. It's the Rise Guys Spring Collection.
Oh.
It's our upfronts.
Oh.
It's something.
It's our back to fronts.
It's our, hey, we should have done this yesterday it was the first day of spring. But we're going to do it on the second day of spring, nice. All right? All right. Catch you by surprise that way. All right, good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.